Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, there were emotional scenes at airports across Australia and New Zealand today. Thousands of passengers boarded flights between the two nations for the first day of the long-awaited Trans-Tasman travel bubble. This is the first time in more than a year that residents from Australia could travel freely to New Zealand. And with more on this, I'm joined on the line by Zion Dale, journalist with TVNZ. Zion, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us again on the programme. Your Prime Minister there described the reunions at the airports as something like a scene from Love Actually. Was she right?
Yes. Good evening from New Zealand, Claire. I mean, it's a momentous day for both New Zealand and Australia today. A very small sense of normality with international travel back, but if I can put it honestly, it was emotional and it was beautiful. Thousands of people reconnecting with their families. There are lots of tears at the airport, both happy and both sad. I've been to the airports during this pandemic where they're virtually empty. To see them packed again is almost a weird sight. So it definitely was a scene like Love Actually today. Very emotional and very moving as well. Some of the stories of people reuniting and finally being able to cross the ditch without having to quarantine.
So you had grandparents meeting grandchildren for the first time, all sorts of emotional stories like that. But you also had some couples who had never met in person.
Yeah, well, that's right, actually. I mean, we stumbled across a couple who were obviously really, really happy to see each other. They greeted each other. The man was returning from Sydney into Wellington and actually took his mask off and gave this girl that he must know a big kiss. But they were actually online dating for over a year. So this was actually the first time they could reunite and see each other. And it's a lot of stories like that. I mean, I think one of the most moving ones was a 12-year-old, on the other side of the Tasman, I should add, a 12-year-old girl returning back to Australia to her mother crying. And just, it was absolutely moving and emotional. And you sort of forget in the pandemic, we're pretty fortunate here in New Zealand to be moving around, travelling like normal. You almost forget what the rest of the world, even Australia, are going through. So to see that was quite special, and it almost brings home again what this pandemic has done to not only New Zealand Australians, but everyone around the world.
And are there any restrictions then in place, Zion, for passengers who are arriving from Australia to where you are in New Zealand?
No, not necessarily. I think what is asked of Australians coming into New Zealand is to abide by all the rules. So that's public masks on public transport, on the planes, also downloading the COVID tracer app. So you're almost acting like an honorary Kiwi when you come here. I think that the difference is, though, is if someone is to travel to Australia and wants to return, it's under a traffic light system. So at the moment, there are green zone flights for the different states. Should that change or there's an outbreak, it looks like that there'll be a requirement for quarantine back on arrival into New Zealand and Australia. But after speaking to a lot of people and hearing from a lot of people, COVID-19 has really forced a lot of people to work from home. And that is, as long as there's Wi-Fi, these people, their backup plans, a lot of them are to work while they can in Australia until those sort of quarantine requirements do end and the travel bubble is back up and running, should there be another outbreak.
Zion, thank you very much. Good to talk to you again from New Zealand. Zion Dale there. Let's go to the newsroom and Brian Jennings.